All right, let's fix this first off. Okay, there we go. Hello, and welcome back to Center for Victory's podcast of your best day yet. At Center for Victory, we're here to help unlock, reinforce, and enrich relationships through personal and professional development. My name is Faith Guy. I am the Chief Joy Officer here at Center for Victory. Here today to hack the podcast. No, but here today to take over for my dad to talk to you about servant leadership. Now, he's away right now, so I thought I'd come on here and brag about him, right? So here to brag about my family. Servant leadership is something that I've seen my whole life. I mean, I've lived with the best servant leaders, and that was definitely their parenting style. So I'm going to cover today, you know, what is servant leadership? Why would you want to be a servant leader and how to be one? You know, sprinkle in some examples along the way. So I want to start first by giving you the definition I found of servant leadership. And I actually just wrote about this for a paper. I'm in my graduate degree and we just wrote about leadership. And I was like, that's crazy because I've seen that my whole life. So the actual definition of that I got from Robert K. Greenleaf, kind of like the OG of servant leadership. He says it's a non-traditional leadership philosophy embedded in a set of behaviors and practices that place the primary emphasis on the well-being of those being served. Now, I immediately think of altruism as something that can be defined as servant leadership as well. And this goes back to something my dad talks about a lot in his trainings and just, you know, lives out every day, is that you should, I shouldn't say should, but I guess the goal for servant leadership, if you would like to be a servant leader, and I highly recommend, but to be one is to give 100% and expect nothing in return. So we can, you know, give and give and give, and that's exactly what it should be. And giving, in a sense, I should say, that you treat others how they need to be treated. You give the things that other people need from you, or just need in general. And that also goes into, you know, you're giving and giving, and sometimes it's exhausting. So, you know, do this in reasonable balance, but being a servant leader is to be altruistic as much as you can. And I personally feel, I mean, I think of a lot of examples, but there's like a couple that come to mind. I know my mom, I could picture my mom paying for, we helped pay for this one kid's soccer jacket. And I was like, Mom, that's so much. And she didn't even bat an eye. It was like, it just was innate for her to give to somebody else. And I think of my dad, you know, just kind of given his case on why his family should be in trips that we went to. So we got to go to Australia because my dad is a servant leader and he put us first and our needs first because he knew we all wanted to go to Australia. Or even just, I know I've watched him train. And for some people, it's, you know, wow, like he does this all the time. It's just as surprising for all of us who lived with him. Like the way that he impacts people is so servant leadership. I mean, he's constantly trying to do things and help other people and help organizations and help his family. I mean, I never felt like I wasn't a priority. And I think that really goes into servant leadership. Like, what are your priorities and how are you benefiting other people? Like, what legacy did he want to leave? Definitely one of selflessness, altruism. And even with my, you know, my brother, it's the same way. I watch him in his marriage and I just know that he is trying to be the best servant leader he can be to put her needs first and their future family's needs first. And that's kind of, you know, the gist of what it is. It's, how are you going to give to somebody else? Altruism and all, and treating others how they need to be treated. So that goes into also, you know, why be a servant leader? What's kind of the deal with that servant leader stuff? But I think people nowadays, I'm sure you've heard that, but we are often self-centered. We're self-absorbed. And I'm not even saying that I'm not. I'm totally guilty of it too. I'm human. We are innately going to try to make a situation benefit us. And, you know, I think that is something we need to be aware of because you can't give 100% if you're trying to get like even 20% out of something, or you're trying to expect something or manipulate a situation to benefit you, which is not servant leadership. That's just selfish leadership. So giving 100% really does look like putting your pride aside and saying, what does this person need right now? And putting away the fact that maybe you need something, but to give is so much better than to just receive all the time. We don't want to be people who connect with others just by using them, because I mean, first off, how loved are you going to feel if you're just draining people with your needs, your expectations, not your needs, but your expectations of them, whether they're healthy or not? I think there needs to be a balance of having people you can go to, but also being a leader that is saying, okay, this isn't about me right now. And so you can model that for other people. And then they too can also, when you need them, they'll be there because you've modeled it so well. And I think that goes back to, you know, my parents' example. I know that my mom now, if she needs something, I'm honored to be the one that she calls because she was always there for me and she always is there for me. So it goes both ways. It goes with the respect you have for somebody else, they will have for you. I do really think that. And I think too, exemplifying and being a model of, you know, problem solving, a servant leader, someone who helps, but doesn't help to an extent that like, maybe it is just listening. Like maybe somebody just needs you to listen to them and be there for them and be an open ear, but maybe they need you to like help them come up with a solution for something. And I don't know exactly what that is, but what are you allowing yourself to be a part of? Are you going to be somebody who leaves a legacy and makes people feel like they were heard, they were seen, they were appreciated? The best thing that you can do for somebody is to help them know that they are loved and capable of loving. So how are you doing that as a leader, as a friend, as a parent, as even a coworker? How are you loving those people and letting them know they're capable of loving? Why be a servant leader? Well, it's what people need. And if you want to make a difference, it starts by being altruistic and putting, you know, your ideals, your opinions aside, and just helping people and being there for people as much as you can. So I also think we need some game plan. So I hear all this stuff, and if this is kind of a newer topic, it might be overwhelming. So how can you exactly be a servant leader? I think it starts again by putting what you have a preconceived notion of is to just put it aside. You don't need to lead people the way exactly how you are. Nobody's exactly you. So learning who that person is, getting to know them on more than just a fundamental level is really going to help you lead. You know, what makes them tick? What sets them off? So these kinds of things are, you know, important for your team, whether it's just a team of like you and your friend, or it's a team like my classroom and I, or my dad when he speaks to, you know, hundreds of people. What's your team at that moment? And when you lead, you want to be non-judgmental. So putting aside, you know, your almost like your prejudices, but your beliefs aside for a second and just being open to hearing what people say. We talk and then we already have a response while that other person's talking. We're just trying to think of what to say next instead of being in that moment, actually actively listening to them. That goes into servant leadership. Are you actively listening and engaging in a conversation, or are you just waiting to talk next? Are you just waiting until they give you that time and saying, oh man, they're boring me? And again, I'm not saying that I'm perfect with this. This is just, these are things that I've seen from my wonderful family and from some really great friends. And I think too, I've watched my brother grow up. We're basically twins. And seeing him go from somebody who, you know, he could not lose games when we were little at all. He was definitely not the type of kid to let me win anything. Meanwhile, he's grown and grown and grown. And now when we play games, like, he has fun and he doesn't care what the outcome is because he knows, like, and honestly, sometimes he probably has let me win. I'm never going to deny that he's definitely better at stuff than he sometimes lets. But I know he lets me win when I need it. And that's the coolest part. And now his wife fits into our, I mean, I would brag about her all the time. So if you're listening, Tony, love you. But I think her servant leadership style is totally different than Josiah's, because she is a storyteller and she connects with people through that. And it's such an interesting perspective. You know, my brother's very objective and she's subjective. She clicks with people with how they feel, and that helps her lead people emotionally and empathetically. And Josiah connects with people in a way that I can't, because I'm not wired like that. So it also is, you know, I'm trying as a servant leader to learn more about how to lead people who not are difficult, but think differently than me, but also are, some are difficult. And I know when I hear the term difficult people, I think of a couple names. Guilty is charged. So whoever you're thinking of, you have to let them know that they are loved and capable of loving. And also to just give 100%, even if you feel like they don't deserve it. I don't think we have a right to say who deserves what, really, because we're just as guilty of this A, B, C, or D, whatever. Being a servant leader means that you are giving and giving and giving, that you're not judging in the process, that you're loving people and letting them know they're capable of loving, and that you're doing so with optimism. So are you the type of person that's going to bring somebody down? Are you the type of person that's going to, you know, give to an extent and then you need something, so then you manipulate the situation? Again, just something to be aware of, because I've done it before and I bet my parents have too, even though as much as I adore them, we're all human. And this mindset is something that you're going to work at for the rest of your life. If you want to be an altruist, it's a never ending. There's no direct destination. There will be great moments where I know, like as a teacher, if I don't leave exhausted, I don't feel like I've done enough, because that like compassion fatigue in a way makes me feel validated that I've done enough as a teacher and as a friend, because I'm there as a friend to my coworkers too, and to the kids and to my administration. And that's also servant leadership. What are you doing for others anytime that you can? And what person are you when people aren't looking? Are you still trying to find ways to help others? Are you still trying to better yourself, even to be better for others? I know recently I've been trying to focus on my breathing a lot, which is probably ironic since I talk a mile a minute. But I've been trying to focus on when I'm around the kids to see if I can regulate my breathing to help them self-regulate. And it's just something to be aware of, because I know that when I was a kid and I was around a stressed out adult, I too became stressed out. And my dad, when he would sit there and listen to me when I was having an issue, I would notice his breathing. And then I would notice my breathing started to emulate what his was. So it is that example again of being there for somebody and being what they need, because I was struggling to regulate myself. So he helped me do that by not even saying anything, but just by being. And with the school thing as well, you know, I think there are a lot of kids and a lot of adults who have really big feelings. So how are we helping them grow socially and emotionally, and how are we helping them develop? So it goes into, what kind of person, again, do you want to be at the end of the day? Do you want to be somebody who gives, or somebody who is getting 100% and just giving nothing to anybody else? And it might even be a 50-50 right now. I think that's something you have to continuously evaluate in your choices in your life and be able to, you know, say, okay, this isn't about me right now. You also should surround yourself with other servant leaders. Now, this goes into, my dad always talks about, you know, you should be around even mentors. I know I have a lot of really good mentors who I aspire to be like, I aspire to emulate. And you should be around people who are servant leaders, who are giving 100%, who are, or at least working towards that goal, and who are bettering themselves and bettering other people in the process. So being a servant leader, absolutely, you should always try to be that and be altruistic and value that. But also be around people who are not just expecting you to give and give and give, but also those who are giving back, and people who are not about themselves, but are giving, you know, that recognition and that help back to somebody else. Overall, servant leadership, I think it's definitely something that we, I think, almost overlook now, because everything's so fast paced and everything's so self-centered that we've kind of strayed away from this normalization of servant leadership. And we've come into, you know, almost like a self-love culture of like, it's about me, it's about me, it's about me. Not all the time. Maybe sometimes, sure, you can take that, but sometimes it's not about you. And that is a harsh truth that I've heard most of my life. And that's why one of our core values is don't whine, just shine. Because when I didn't get what I wanted when I was little, I'd be upset about it. And that's kind of, you know, human again as well. And it took looking outside, like kind of stepping outside of the situation and seeing, I was like, oh, that was super selfish of me. But I also had people around me that helped me process those emotions. Be a servant leader, be altruistic, and allow yourself to be around people that are like that, because you deserve to be around people who give and give and give like it's going out of style. Give out love like you're made of it. Absolutely. Give out joy like you're made of it. Spread it like confetti. Do what you have to do to be there for other people. That's all for today. Thank you for watching. Make sure to leave this video a like and leave us a comment down below just saying, you know, what do you think? What are your thoughts on this servant leadership thing? We'd also appreciate if you hit the subscribe button as well as the bell icon to get notified when we post next. If you'd like more information, you can visit our website at www.centerforvictory.com or call us at 724-462-8383. And remember, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, make this your best day yet. We'll see you next time.